Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
Fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, coming out from UBC. Today is the sort of disorganized show that I have. I don't have a feature, really, but I will be playing a bunch of awesome tracks, followed by a longer piece, which I'm still going through stuff from the New Music Festival, but I want to show you this. It's by Frequent Mutilations. Andrew O'Connor from Toronto, who had something running the entire festival, an installation piece, but I'll get to that later. Anyway, that's longer, so I'll put that at the end of the show. But before I get there, we just heard the overture from Madness's new CD, The Liberty of Norton Folgate, and I, because I grew up with my dad who listened to a lot of early British ska, and Madness was like part of the household vibe. Like, it was just sort of that kind of music was always around. So I really grew up with their music, and I can't believe they have a new CD out. How old are they? I mean, come on, this is so weird. And I listened to a little bit of it, and the overture was my favorite track. I mean, it's not the same, but it's okay. Don't ever try to live in the past. No. Anyway, for the next set, I'm going to be playing a couple tracks from the band called Rudolph, and my friend Andrew is the singer, one of the singers in the band, sent me a couple of tracks that they recorded themselves. They're two songs. One of them is called Pickle Jar, and it's a love song about a pickle jar stuck in the fridge, and the other one's a little bit weirder. It's called Midnight Blues. So I'll be playing these two, and I'll be back to tell you what else I'm playing.
I've been stuck in here far too many nights. Made it.
nice night for mischief. What a nice night for mischief. Broken bottle glasses, stash of unicorn hair hash. We smoked it the night before Christmas. But you don't need to do drugs to commit mischief. All you need is some empty space and a subject for a film. A pinch of wizardry would do for an hour or two. So cut the gills and pop the pills, you're only 22. September 24th, and to my surprise, there was no mischief heading north. I headed east, back to the Iron Gates. Got a call from Frankenstein, it sealed both our fates. Me and him went on a little binge, bought 4 dozen eggs and then a giant plastic syringe. I won't tell you what we got up to that night. Okay, we vaccinated everything in sight.
The sinner or the saint?
We'll be right back.
All right. We just heard from the Twisted Nerve 20th anniversary compilation, Andy Votel's remixes of Voice of the Seven Woods, track by them, and Supreme Vagabond Craftsman. So they're a UK label, and this is their 20th anniversary comp. Here, let's see, what else can I tell you about it? The two tracks that were remixed were called Fire in My Head and All My Teeth, North and South. Sorry, what am I saying? This is the 10th anniversary mix. Yeah. 1998 to 2008. So technically, it's their 11th anniversary. Moving on. The next track I'm playing is by Alarm Will Sound. They're awesome. Their new album is called Arrhythmica, and they're a 20-member acoustic ensemble. And they do a lot of acoustic versions of electronic work. So, for example, they did Aphex Twin, and that was where they get their name. So that was really awesome. That's how I got to know them. But on this CD, they have works by composers that vary, like people from Ligeti to Autechre. I can never say that, and I even asked my roommate how to say that, and I still can't. Anyway, the track I'm playing is the second track from that album. It's called Yo Shakespeare, and it was written by Michael Gordon. Who is Michael Gordon in the band? Let me see. No. No. But he wrote... No, that's all that is on it. But there's so much stuff on it. There's so many tracks. It's like 14 tracks. They're all amazing. And then following that, I'll be playing a couple songs. But oh, you know what? This is a long track. I'm going to save that and let you check it out. And then I'll talk more.
it's almost time for CITR's fourth annual fund drive. From Thursday, November 12th to Thursday, November 26th, we'll be raising money for operations, studio upgrades, and equipment purchases for the station. This year, we're inviting listeners to own your frequency. CITR is seeking to fill the airways with the names, voices, and ideas of listeners who help us raise this year's goal of $24,000. So remember to support CITR during this important annual fund drive.
All right, so you're listening to The Rib on CITR if you are just tuning in. Yes, this Thursday is the beginning of our fund drive. This will be the second fund drive that I'd be involved with. And last year we raised way more than we thought we would. So we're going to try to do even better this year so that we can improve the station. And it's been really great having the donations come in from last year. But we really would love you lovely listeners to help us out so that we can continue to provide really awesome music, programming, and I can get all of the sort of more obscure CDs that I need in the station so that I can play them and that you can listen to them. Yes! All right. Next up, I'm going to be playing something by... Oh, actually, I just want to mention, I found it in the playlist. We have a new CD called... put out by Neil Young. And I'm not really sure, what the deal is. It's called Fork in the Road. And some of the tracks are called, Fuel Line, Get Behind the Wheel, Off the Road, Hit the Road, and Fork in the Road. And it's, I think he's been spending a lot of time behind the wheel of a truck. Anyway, I'm really confused. I'm probably going to listen to it just because. Anyway, so that's my little sidetrack. Next, I'll be playing two tracks by the band Duplex, and they're from Alberta. If you've heard of Veda Hill, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. She's in this with a bunch of other people here. Let me tell you. Basically, they're writing tracks, rock songs for small people, they're calling them. So Matt and Annie, Abe, Gracie, Veda, Justin, Sean, Sorcy, Sierra, Jeff and Margot and Lazy Anders, lots of people in this band. Lots of funny stuff, too. They cover topics from sandwich making to same-sex divorce. And the two tracks I'll be playing are called That's How We Make a Sandwich, and following that, Stupid Things I Have Done. So enjoy. This is Duplex.
First we apply the chosen spread, place the fixings twixt the bread. That's how we make a sandwich, shalala. That's how we make a sandwich. Some like challah, some like rye, just don't put out your eye. That's how we make a sandwich, shalala. That's how we make a sandwich. Some people toast their bread, some people use a bagel instead. Some people cut off the crust, some people like to make a croque monsieur, open face. Mr. Panini, shut up in your face.
That's how we make a sandwich, shalala. That's how we make a sandwich.
Fitted by an English girl, sandwiches control my world.
That's how we make a sandwich, shalala. That's how we make a sandwich.
Some people cut off the crust. These people like to make it fun. sandwiches control my world, invented by an English earl. Sandwiches control my world, invented by an English earl. Sandwiches control my world, invented by an English earl. Sandwiches control my world,
that's how we make a sandwich. Sha-la-la, 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 that's how we make a sandwich.
Fixing shoes with super glue.
They stick to me, they stick to you.
I turned a smoothie upside down.
Surprise, it landed on the ground.
Stupid things that I have done. Not so smart and not so fun. I have not even begun to tell you stupid things I've done.
Carry the phone in my mouth.
Up the stairs, it fell out.
Stuck on teabags, minty fresh.
Today it's blue, which I regret.
I wonder how.
Up my nose, out to right now.
Stupid things that I have done. Not so smart and not so fun. I have not even begun to tell you stupid things I've done. Stupid, 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 stupid,
leave before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, this is The Rib. And I'm Robin, and for the next few hours in the day, we're going to be hearing at 5 o'clock news with Megan and Carrie, at 5:30 Career Fast Track with Philippe, This Side of Monday with Becky, Radio Free Gack with Gary Kay at 7:30, and at 9 p.m., The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Now, next up, I'm going to be playing something that was recorded by Andrew O'Connor, who's out of Toronto, and it's under the name Frequent Mutilations, which was originally, I think, a Saturday radio art program that ran for like 25 years from Waterloo CKMS FM. And online at frequent-mutilations.com, you can actually listen to podcasts of a whole bunch of sound art sessions that he's made, and there are so many. They've all actually been put up recently. He also had an installation going at the New Music Festival, which was a series of really long tape loops that were all different lengths, so that they would loop over overlapping. They'd be playing overlapping, and then as one loop would finish, maybe another would still be going on its first rotation, so they would always be different. And he was also giving out free CDs at the event, which I managed to snag a copy of, which is kind of cool. And that was a lot of collage stuff that he had in here. But this that I'm going to play is called Kids Mute. And what he did was he went on the CBC website and played games, just online games, and did it over and over and over, and recorded the whole thing on a machine on the other side of the room or something, and remixed that all together. So he got the inspiration for this by sticking his head in the room when a bunch of kids were playing games on multiple sites. So that gives you an idea of what to expect. And we'll see how that goes going into 5 p.m., so yeah, check it out.
There's lots to do here. You can play a game or play with my toys. Funtabulous! Perfecto! Funtabulous!
We see each other nearly every day.
Perfecto!
Let's help Poco dress Mr. Murphy. Ball. Connect the dots from smallest to biggest to see what it is.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
Poco Pippity Pop. It's a sweater. Minus erased it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What is it?
9. Poco Pippity Pop.
It's a pair of pants.
Fantabulous. Fantabulous.
Let's help Poco dress Mr. Murphy.
Here we go!
Ball. Connect the dots from smallest to biggest to see what it is.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Hi there! Would you like 11, to spend a day in the park with me?
12,
we can go
13, 12, 13,
what is it?
14, Poco Pippity Pop.
It's a sweater
bed. Minus erased it.
Any of these stickers to place
one,
them onto the
2, 3, 4, 5.
Would you like
six,
to start again?
7, 6, 7, 8.
Night
what
crawler.
Is it? 9. Poco Pippity Pop.
It's a pair of pants.
These bugs are hard workers.
They clean up and recycle the waste from other animals.
When something is bugging up, this flower in
Nightcrawlers usually eat people.
When something is bugging up, a grasshopper, Flashy is a good one. This flower these when something
we know all the
this flower when something back to the stickers. Dung beetle.
Go Pippity Pop.
Ladybug.
Here we go.
Dung beetle. Pillbug.
Sticker park.
Dung beetle.
Would you like to spend a day in the park with me?
We can go to Bumblebee! Venus slipper!
The flower bed!
Firefly!
Choose any of these stickers to place them on the
back. Pillbug!
Grasshopper!
Would you like to start
jumper.
Again?
No.
When something is bugging a pillbug,
in
many countries, Nightcrawlers usually come out
fascinating
with back.
These bugs are
back to the
these
stickers.
Bugs are hard workers.
They clean up and recycle the waste from other animals. When something is bugging a this flower is in Nightcrawlers usually bees when something is bugging a grasshopper Flashy is a good one. This flower is these when something this flower in many cups. When something is bugging when something is back to the stickers.
Dung beetle.
Yoink. Me.
Ladybug.
Molly.
Dung beetle.
Mark.
Pillbug.
Hi, I'm Holly. Join me every day on
Dung beetle. Nightcrawler.
Pillbug.
Here we go.
Bumblebee.
flipper.
One time you were firefly.
One time you were perfecto.
One time you were
fascinating.
Perfecto.
One time you were.
Grasshoppers are some of the best jumpers.
When something is bugging a pill in many colors.
Night crawlers usually come out. These live in.
These dogs are
back to the stickers.
Perfecto.
We play with the art machine.
Sticker Park Explorer.
Ourselves a yummy snack, or should we work on Russell's doghouse?
Hi, I'm Holly. Join me every day on Kids CBC.
I'll tell you all the things we need, and then you try to remember them. Well, to work on Russell's doghouse, we'll need...
Here we go!
Let's see. Some sandpaper. And, a pencil. When you're ready, press the arrow button.
Funtabulous!
Perfecto!
Funtabulous!
Perfecto!
Funtabulous!
That was very
perfecto.
Close, but keep on
Funtabulous.
Trying! Yep, that's right! I don't think we had one of those on our list. Oops! Why don't you give it another try? Wow! You
perfecto.
Are so smart! I am so
Play
proud
with the
of
art
you!
Machine.
Now that we have all
Sticker
the tools
Park
we need,
Explorer.
Let's work on Russell's doghouse! I think Russell likes the doghouse. What do you think we should do next? Should we make ourselves a yummy snack?
Well, hello
or should we do
there.
More work
it's
on
so
Russell's
wonderful
doghouse.
To see you.
Well, we sure have lots to do today, so I hope you'll be Nana's helper.
Now, what should we
well,
do
to
first,
work on Russell's doghouse?
Should we make ourselves a yummy
we'll
snack?
Or
some glue?
Should we work on Russell's doghouse? And, some wood. When you're ready, press the arrow button. Let's go. I'll tell you all the things we need,
perhaps
and then
we'll
you
use that
try
next
to remember
time.
Them.
Try again.
Well, to work on
Look
Russell's doghouse,
help you
need.
Find what we need.
Glue. Only
Let's
two
see.
More to go.
Sandpaper.
Perhaps we'll use
and,
that next time.
Try again.
Good when you're ready,
you.
Press the arrow
got
button.
It.
Now that we have all the tools we need, let's work on
let's
Russell's
go.
Doghouse. That was very close, but keep
Do you
on
like your
trying.
Doghouse, Russell?
Yep, that's right.
I don't think, we
I
had
think
one
Russell
of those
likes
on our
the
list.
Doghouse.
I don't think we had one
what
of those
think
on our
we should
list.
Do next? Should we make ourselves a yummy snack?
Why don't you give it
or
another
should
try?
We do more?
Wow, work on
you
Russell's
are
doghouse.
So smart. I am so proud of you.
Now that we have all the tools
to make our yummy
let's
work
snack.
On Russell's
we'll
doghouse.
Need a pear.
A pineapple and some lovely grapes. When you're ready, press the arrow button. Let's go. Only two more to go.
Oh, fiddle
faddle. Do you like your doghouse, Russell? Just keep on trying.
I don't think we have one of those
I
on our
Russell
list.
Likes the doghouse
we'll
next time.
Try again.
Think
now
we
that you
found
next?
All the ingredients,
should we make ourselves
let's
a
make
yummy
our
snack,
yummy
or
snack.
Or should we do more work on Russell's doghouse?
To work on Russell's doghouse, we'll
what do you
need
think we should do next?
Maybe should we make another
yummy
and some wood? When you're ready, press the arrow button. Let's go.
Perhaps we'll use that next time.
Try again. Look at these shapes. We'll help you find what we need. Only two more to go. Perhaps we'll use that next time. Try again. have all the tools we need, let's work on Russell's doghouse. I think Russell likes the doghouse. What do you think we should do next? Should we make ourselves a yummy snack? Or should we do more work on Russell's doghouse? Alrighty then. To make our yummy snack,
explore!
Play with the art machine!
A pineapple! And, some lovely grapes! When you're ready, press the arrow button! Let's go! Only two more to go!
Hello, fettle faddle!
Just keep on trying! I don't think we have one of those on our list. Perhaps we'll use that next time. Try again! Now that you found all the ingredients, let's make our yummy snack!
A pig says.
What do you think we should do next? Should we make another yummy snack?
A turkey says. Next picture.